Chapter 59, Where is God's True Israel? In proclaiming the everlasting gospel to every nation, God's church is fulfilling the prophecy, Israel shall blossom and bud, and fill the face of the world with fruit. As the result of the labors of the followers of Jesus, an abundant fruitage is developing, bringing the benefits foreshadowed in the promise to Abraham, I will bless thee, and thou shalt be a blessing. This promise of blessing should have met fulfillment in large measure during the centuries following the return of the Israelites from captivity. It was God's design that the whole earth be prepared for the first advent of Christ, even as today the way is preparing for His second coming. See. The sins that had characterized Israel prior to the captivity were not to be repeated. Execute true judgment, the Lord exhorted those engaged in rebuilding. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor, execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Rich were the rewards promised those who should practice these principles, as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah, and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. By the Babylonish captivity the Israelites were cured of the worship of images. After their return, under Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah they repeatedly covenanted to keep all the commandments of the Lord. The seasons of prosperity that followed gave evidence of God's willingness to forgive. Yet with fatal short-sightedness they selfishly appropriated to themselves that which would have brought healing and life to multitudes. This failure was apparent in Malachi's day. In his rebuke against transgressors, the prophet spared neither priests nor people. Only by heartfelt repentance could the blessing of God be realized. I pray you, the prophet pleaded, beseech God that He will be gracious unto us. However, the plan for the redemption of mankind was not to be frustrated by any temporary failure of Israel. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the Lord declared through His messenger, My name is great among the nations, RSV.